What can I say?
Jesus is what? He's the Lord. What do you think about the Advent? We're going to talk about hope today. So the 9:30 service was just, I mean, they were sharper than tacks here. Who do you think is hope?
Jesus.
You got it. Who?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
All right, so we're entering. A lot of you have asked me today, what in the world are you doing in a suit, Rev? Well, here's the deal. At Advent, we kind of advented up a little bit. So this is the first Sunday of Advent, and which is a special celebration in the life of the church for four Sundays where we're going to celebrate hope, peace, joy, what? Love. Now think about that for a minute. If you get your hope on, your peace on, your joy on, and your love on, aren't you pretty well content in life? Well, here's what Advent means. God brings it to us. So it's going to make sense to you. God brings it what? To us. We don't go get it. We don't even go find it. It's brought to what? Us. So I got some things. I think we ought to rejoice when good things happen. What do you all think? Here's the way I look at it. Everybody complains when they don't happen. Hello? We hear all kinds of stuff. But when good things happen, so I want to give some good things that have happened. If you're a player on the Bowling Green High football team, the Glasgow football team, or the Franklin Simpson Wildcat football team, we want to congratulate you for heading into the state finals next week. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And we got all three here. We got some Wildcats here. We got some Scotties here. And we got a lot of Purples here. And so, Purples, we're proud of you. We're proud of you. As a Dragon, I say, if we can't go, might as well be you. All right? So there we go. God bless you. I've done great. Also, I want to thank the West Kentucky Hilltoppers for a fine season. Y'all give them a hand. Go Tops. And, you know, a lot of people was wondering. The great sermon. I mean, after Indiana State, it was over. And here they went 7. That just goes to show you, if you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, guess what? I can tell you this. Something good's going to happen staying with it better than it is leaving it. True. It can't happen unless you stay in it. We're going to talk about that a little bit today, that you stay with it. Jesus will stay with you. So it's amazing all the good things that are happening. All you all are here today. How many of y'all had a great Thanksgiving? You had a good time, saw some of your family. Great. How many of y'all had people over at your house that you didn't even like and it went well anyway? See what I'm talking about, man? That's when Jesus is in the house. So we got some serious things to talk about hope today. I hope that you embrace them. I want you to know that we will be having worship here. I know this sounds crazy, but we're going to have worship on Christmas, even though it's on a Sunday. Amen. The last time we had some churches close services on Christmas. I'm like, y'all out of your mind. Y'all have lost your everlasting mind. This ought to be the day that we celebrate. You know, hey, Jesus is what? He's here. Okay, so I want you to get that rhythm right now. Jesus is what? Here. Go ahead and tell your neighbor that, too. Just wake them up. They got some turkey hangover. Just wake them up. Either they got turkey hangover or they've been in some of that Baptist eggnog. Whatever, all right? So, yeah. Baptists always go, it's just nutmeg. It's just nutmeg. Yeah, I know. I know how you do it. Huh? Jesus is here. Jesus wants to be here is the good news. And I'm going to talk about hope in three dimensions. Hope welcomes, hope finds, and hope rejoices. Three dimensions that ought to be a part of our rhythm of following Jesus Christ. We ought to welcome folks. Jesus welcome folks. Isn't that neat? Go with me to Luke chapter 15:1. Three dimensions of hope. I believe Jesus to be the greatest hope we have. What do you think? I don't have anything better than that. I think if you receive Jesus Christ in your life, you got the hope of the world inside of you. So that means this, I truly believe this. I've lost my mind. That's all right. I found my life, though. I had to lose my mind to find my life. Because my mind was in the way of my life. It's trying to outthink God. Any of y'all ever been there? There's a crazy way to live. And so once you allow God to find you, then hope is in you. I want to give you some good news today, and I hope this catches on in our congregation. Y'all have done a good job with this. Hillview Heights, you all welcome people. Do y'all feel welcomed here? I hope you feel welcome here, because I want to tell you one of the images that we need to reclaim of Jesus Christ is this, is he is the God of welcome. And we as churches ought to be places of what? Welcome. If we're northern churches, we ought to say, you guys, get in here. And if we're southern churches, we ought to say, y'all come. Come on in here and see what God's doing. And if we're in California, dude, glad to have you. No matter where we're located, we ought to be open to a huge welcome. God welcomes. And let me tell you what happened here. Luke chapter 15. We're reading out of the what? What are we reading out of here? Bible. I just want to show you. I don't make this stuff up. It comes out of Bible. Here's Jesus in actuality. Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around to hear him. How many of y'all say, thank God. I'm so glad that my Jesus will eat with tax collectors and especially sinners. Because guess what that means? He'll have dinner with me. What if it said this? Now, Jesus was gathered around the good, polite, correct people. I'm out of luck. Anybody else in here out of luck? What if he said, Jesus just wants to hang out with the respectful? How many of y'all be out of luck then? Blaha, you out of luck. I'm out of luck. Elizabeth, you might be in luck. You're respectful. But you'd be lost respectful. You see, we need Jesus to welcome us. How many of y'all just need to be welcomed as a human being? I got good news. Jesus welcomes. Religion shuns. Never knows how religious people will shun you. You know why? When you're saving yourself, somebody's got to be worse than you. Does everybody understand that principle? When you're saving yourself, somebody's got to be worse than you. So you get into a list of your activities versus another person's list of what? Activities or decisions. But you know what Jesus says? I welcome you as you are. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Now look what happened. Jesus is gathering there, and I just want to tell you all this. How many of y'all know that people who are tax collectors and sinners, apparently they want to hear Jesus? How many of y'all realize people want to hear who? What kind of people? Sinners. They want to hear about Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, bring some hope. And you say, well, I'll go to church. I'm not talking about church. Now, let me tell you what people don't want to hear about. Church! They're fed up with our Christian music, bumper stickers, gear, T-shirts, shoes. But they would like to hear what Jesus has got to say. They fed up with all of our stuff. And we need to really have mercy on them. Man, they guess what? Literally, they dying to hear what Jesus has got to say. They're dying to hear what? Who's got to say? Jesus. Now, this Christmas, I'm going to ask you to get your hope on. And to get your hope on, I'm going to ask you, how many of y'all know one person that probably needs to hear the good news of Jesus? One person. One. Come on, how many? Do you think I would be like over pushing y'all as a congregation if you might take one person and make contact with them and kind of let them know the good news of Jesus Christ this Advent season, that there is some hope? Y'all got anybody on your list that needs to hear some hope this week? Hope. That's pretty cool. To be hope, we got to be welcoming to who? Marty, we got to be welcoming to who? Sinners. Because here's what we know. Jesus is welcoming to sinners. I kind of like that, don't you? You know what bothers religious people? This stuff's in the Bible. Now, that's not what I was told. I wasn't taught this growing up. They said they believed the Bible, but they said stuff like this. Birds of a feather flock together. Didn't y'all hear that one? I heard this one 100 times. Run with dogs. Come on, somebody heard it too. What? You'll give fleas. You know what Jesus said? Jesus says, I welcome dogs. And I'll save them from their fleas. That's a different word, isn't it? Now, I knew what people were saying. Be careful where you hang out because some of that can get on you. But you know what? I think we've taken that to such an extreme, we don't welcome people to hear Jesus. And Jesus wants to talk to sinners. He loves sinners. He welcomes sinners. Now, I want you to know, look at the religious people. They were extremely upset. Now the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered. Man, ain't nothing changed. Come on. Ain't nothing changed. Who were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law? The political voice of the day. Preachers and professors. And what do preachers and professors always do? One talks and the other one analyzes what everybody talks about. And guess what they said? Now, no, they didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say. They wanted to tell everybody who Jesus was. Haven't you noticed, haven't you met folk like that? They don't have any hope in their life because they predetermine how somebody else is going to be. Isn't it interesting? I find this in over-religious people. They always want to tell you how Jesus is supposed to be. But it's interesting here in this text that the sinners just want to hear what he's got to say. Isn't that amazing? The sinners want to hear what he's got to say, and the Pharisees want to tell everybody what he does. And guess what he does? You ready for this? This man welcomes and eats with guess who? Sinners. I said, you think it's a good man? You think this guy's good? He breaks the tenets of our law. But here's the hope. Jesus wants to welcome and even what? Eat with sinners. How many of y'all find that as good news? How many of y'all love a God that has come, has revealed himself in the form of Jesus to become the hope of the world, and the hope of the world is willing to engage with everyone? How many of y'all believe that? I do. I believe that, guys. If you're going to hang out at Hillview, even if you don't believe that, you're going to see that, because you know what? We believe that every man, woman, no matter where they are on the face of the earth, ought to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. How many of y'all are starting to get that rhythm up in you? And guess who put it there? Jesus. Would we eat with sinners and welcome sinners so they might know the good news of our Jesus? How about you all? That they might be welcome to the presence of God. Isn't that neat? Jesus was willing to plant heaven in the midst of that table. Now, hold on. Guess what? This is just welcome. We got to do a lot of gathering in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Hello? How many of y'all got to go places you don't want to go to, but you got to go to them because it's Christmas? Yeah, it's just part of it. You got to go to office party. You got to go do these things. You got to go meet. You got to gather. But I want to ask you to do something. I want you to be a part of a welcoming hope wherever you gather. Boom. Welcome folk. Amen. Welcome them to the hope of who? Jesus. Well, you know what Jesus does? He hopes and welcomes with such depth. You know what he's willing to do? He's willing to go find that is lost. How many of y'all glad about that? That's a great hope, isn't it? Hope finds a way. Make sense? Coaches are here with us today. Western coaches are here with us today. Man, y'all found a way. That's so cool. I sat up in the stands yesterday in the fourth quarter and guess how I felt? I said, we got this. I said, we got this. And I didn't even doubt. For I said, we got this. Don't we, Lord? Lord. No, we got this. A difference of mentality had changed. A hope that becomes strength. You see, you and I got to live in a hope that is strength. Does that make sense? Our sins are forgiven. How many of y'all's sins are forgiven? And if not, they're going to be today. Isn't that great news? God wants to forgive you, wants to love you, wants to find you. Now, we got to get over this 1980s thing. I'm from the 80s, so I can speak on authority, both academically studied and just observationally on the 80s. In the 80s, the church broke loose with this mentality. It says, we need to create churches that help all these seeking people come and find a nice nestly spot. Man, that's a great marketing technique. The only problem is, it's not a biblical philosophy. It's not what the Bible does. Jesus never said, I want to gather a crowd. He said, I want to seek and save that is lost. Huh? And so at Hillview, who do we follow? Oh, that was kind of weak. Who do we follow?
Jesus.
Who is our hope?
Jesus.
Good. All right. I'm glad y'all are practicing this because next week will be, who's our peace?
Jesus.
Man, you all are on top of it. And then next week will be joy. So
Jesus.
Now, don't anybody get the idea you can skip the next two Sundays because you got it. But now it's how to work it out, how to work with it. Makes sense? Jesus finds. So Jesus tells this story. Everybody's wigged out. They said, okay, let me tell you a story. Let me show you a truth. Don't you love that about Jesus? You know, religious professors, they want to give you an ABC outline. But Jesus said, well, let me tell you a story. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? How many of you are glad that hope finds it? See, hope doesn't give up. Why? Because it doesn't come from you, and it doesn't come from me, and it doesn't come from Oprah. It comes from Jesus. It doesn't come from what we can create, stimulate. It comes from Jesus. The good news is this. We are lost, and Jesus is willing to find us. Anybody excited about that? I got to get excited for a minute. We're lost. We're lost. How many of y'all have ever been lost, didn't even know you's lost? Come on, talk to me, guys. All right, I'm going to fess up. Guys, forgive me. I'm going to fess up. Now, Elizabeth, I love Elizabeth deeply, but she likes to give me directions all the time when we drive. Any of y'all's wives love you so much that they share directions with you all on the trip? It aggravates me. What about the rest of you? Yeah, well, anyway, Elizabeth, we going on some trip. I've even forgotten where we was going, but she was giving me directions. And she said, turn at this exit, turn at this exit, turn at this exit. Well, I forgot, and I blew right by that exit. Now, you know what? What's this? She's right. But being the man of pride that I am, Terry, there's no way I was going to let her know that. And I figured I was in the right direction, and if I just kept going that way, eventually you get to where we're supposed to be. And I would rather arrive late than wrong. So you know what? I drove an hour and a half out of the way just so I didn't have to turn around. But halfway in that hour and a half, guess what I realized? I'm lost. Now, how many of y'all have ever been lost and didn't even know you was lost? Here's what I really want you to hear today. Is everybody listening today? Y'all look like you're listening. Y'all faking me out or are you really doing it? Okay, you ready? Watch. Most of us, when we're lost, don't know we're lost. We're so lost, we don't even know we need to be found. You see, and that's where the world's gotten to today. The world doesn't even know it needs a relationship with Jesus. It's so lost, it doesn't know it's lost. But see, here's the good news. This is why you and I got to be messengers of good news. We got to start having the heartbeat and the zeal and the unction. That's a big word for get on it. We got to have the get on it with God to the point that we want to go find it. We want to show somebody that doesn't have it. Here it is. And I'm going to challenge you to do something. I know y'all don't like to be challenged, but only the ones y'all going to step up and do it are going to do it anyway. Listen, it's time to get real with your faith. You know, I hear some crazy stuff as a pastor. I hear people that tell me they believe in Jesus but can't stay married. That's crazy because here's what you're saying. God ain't powerful enough to keep two people together. Yeah, he is. I hear people say, listen, my child will never turn around. Hold on. They said that about me. I was that kid. That's why in every classroom I get upset when they start just, you know, these teachers jar down on the restless one in there. I'm thinking, They have no idea. That guy will be their boss one day. It'll be that one. It won't be these cooperative ones over here because they always cooperate with the system. It'll be that crazy kid that drives you out of your mind that figures out how to run a car on grass clippings. Why? Because he was crazy enough to stuff some in an engine and light it and blow up a few garages before he made these discoveries. Huh? Oh, that's where I'm saying hope lives. Hope lives in the find it. Hope lives in the find it. Hold on, this is a helicopter sermon day. It's going to land a lot quicker than y'all think. It's in the find it. Now, guess what? He said, this shepherd goes till he finds. You know, some of you here today for one reason, be found. You say, well, I thought I was here seeking the presence. I thought I'd be nice to my mom today. She's always wanted me to go to church, so I'm going to go since it was Turkey Day. That's why you think you're here. And then all of a sudden, Jesus goes, here. Say, Lord, did I find you? I found you. How many of y'all glad to know we got a God that wants to find us? That brings me a lot of hope. He wants to find us. And if we're wandered off, guess what? He will what? Find us. Now, hold on. We got to straighten up our language. Senator Reverend Pastor Mike Wilson. How's that for a bunch of titles? How many times have you heard this in your ministry? I've lost God. How do you do that? Do you really think you big enough to run God off? Where do you hide from God? Where do you go hide to lose God? He said, well, I went in a club. Guess what? You look around amidst the flashing lights and guess who will be there? Jesus going, How's this working? Now see, religious people are scared to go to the club, but Jesus is not. He will find you wherever you need to be found. But you know what I'm telling you today? You really want to discover hope? Be found! Sheep wander off. You know why sheep wander off? Because they do. How many of y'all get lost just because sometimes you get lost? I mean, one time when I was a kid, I was over here at Castor Knots. How many of y'all remember the old Castor Knots? If you remember the old Castor Knots, you old. Old Castor Knots over here. And back then, this is in a primitive time, before there were cell phones, before there were computers, before there were cars that had, you know, temperature control, air conditioners on both sides. And we didn't have daycare back then. You went with mom.
That's right.
So I went with mom. We over there at Castle Knox. We over there in a women's section, Klein, over in a women's section. And back then they had these big spinner racks, man. They get them things on sale, spin it like that, and they clean a rack 30% off. Well, I thought to myself, I was bored. I mean, what do? You hit the mall in women's clothes. And you're 5 years old. I said, I'm going to hide from my mama. So I got up in that little women's rack. It was some kind of polyester pantsuits back in, all right? It's in olden days. I'm talking orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, turquoise. And then my mom started yelling for me. And guess what I did? I did not answer. And eventually, guess what happened? I was lost because I peeked outside one of them big old pantsuits. I came on out of there and I looked and I said, Mama, and she was gone. I hid myself lost. Follow that. How many of y'all have hid yourself lost? Just like sheep. I watched sheep one day, Josh, for 2 hours. I went and watched sheep. I've spent 2 hours of my life journey to watch sheep. The Bible talks about sheep. We didn't do a lot of sheep in Warren County. I was pastoring a church, had a shepherd in the church. So I asked the shepherd, I said, Shepherd, can I go watch your sheep? He said, certainly. He said, you doing it because the Bible talks about sheep all the time, Pastor? I said, yeah. He said, you're going to be real ticked off at the end of 2 hours. Did you know sheep are not smart? Did you know sheep follow other sheep just to follow other sheep? I kid you not, I'm up on the hillside. Now, I'd been still before because I'd been hunting. But I didn't have a gun in my hand. I'm just watching sheep. All of a sudden, this big woolly sucker comes by, about four other sheep. You know, his wool spiked up on the back a little bit. Almost looked like Keith's hairdo on the top of this little sheep. But this was a big dog sheep, you know. You know what he did? He walked by these four other sheep, gave it a couple of bye-byes, and Bobby walked into the middle of the pond. I mean, just like walked out in the middle of a nasty, muddy pond. He was a clean sheep to that moment. Walks out into this muddy, nasty pond. Huh. You know what four other sheep did? Followed him. Now, how many of y'all gotten lost for it just because you went with the crowd? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, please don't get mad at me. I mean, if you believe all this stuff, God will improve you eventually. I can't find one of these occupiers yet that knows what they're talking about. It's the craziest interviews I've ever heard in my life. Why are y'all doing this? I don't know. Just sheep walking out and camping out. I got a suggestion. They've been at protesting for 7 days, 24 hours a day for 9 weeks. I bet if you worked that hard to find a job 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, I bet you'd have a breakthrough. What do you think? You see what I'm saying? Hope's got to drive you, right? But watch this. It's easier to shout than to be found. Now note this. Who finds the sheep? Who? Who? Jesus. 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 It's not his helpers, it's him. And look what he's talking about. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his what? You know why Jesus put that sheep on his shoulders? So Jesus will take us exactly where we need to be. Because guess what? How many of y'all try to show off for the shepherd? See, we think we got something to do. And no, we lost. And when we start showing off, we get lost again. How many of y'all have noticed that? How many of y'all have ever gotten hurt showing off? Come on, guys. I remember the first time a girl gave you one of them little woo feelings. How many of y'all did something stupid like, I can ride a wheelie on my bicycle. Here you go. And bam, there's the back of your head. Huh? Come on. Larry Mustard, I know you did that once. Yeah. We do. Watch this. You know, if the shepherd had just walked that sheep right there, you know what? There wouldn't have been much rejoicing because the sheep would have been trying to tell the shepherd how good it was. Can you see it? Some sheep would be going, hey, check my wool out, shepherd. It's really nice wool. Others would have been going like this. Bah, you know, to really show off those Billy Duvall sheep pipes that had been given. You know what the shepherd said? I know everything I've given you. You with me? I know. Watch. God knows everything he's given me. What I need to know is I need to be totally dependent on him moving in my life so I might use what he's finally given me. There's some folk in here today that just need to be found. And guess what happens when you get found? You rejoice. You know, he says, and when you find that lost one, he said, you know what I do? Then he calls his friends and his neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost what? How many of y'all, we need some rejoicing this Christmas. You know what gets people rejoicing? I love to see people that don't need to know Jesus meet Jesus, right? Now, some of you young people have heard this, Josh. They say, well, Pastor Ayers, you need to get deep with me. Oh, really? Who's telling this story? Yeah, the shepherd. Apparently, Jesus is more into seeing sheep be found than he is theological proposals being stated. And apparently, depth comes with welcoming, finding, and rejoicing more than stating, proposing, and pretending. Maybe you don't have hope because you'd rather tell Jesus what he needs to do instead of watch Jesus do what he does do. You know what I finally realized in my walk with Jesus? He doesn't need my help nor my advice, but I sure need his shoulders. Come on. I sure need his shoulders. Man, I am delighted to follow a God who'll give me some what? Shoulders. So we ought to be good news rejoicing people. Amen? Amen. So, does hope welcome? Yes. You better believe it does. Does hope find you? Yes. You better believe it does. Does hope bring you home and rejoice? Yes. How do y'all get when you get like that? How many of y'all get excited when you find stuff? Man, I do. The other day I put on this jacket. I hadn't seen this jacket since last winter. Put on this jacket. I'm driving down the road. And Klein, guess what I found? $20. $20 bill stuck my hand in my jacket. I pulled out to him, and I came in. I was rich. I got $20. That Elizabeth didn't know about. $20. $20. So this was free market $20 right here. Free one, $20. So you know what I did? I came in the office, and I was like, hey, I'm buying lunch today. I could be a big shot because you know what? I was rejoicing with what I... Now, that's $20. Can you imagine how heaven rolls when you get found? I believe heaven rejoices just like the scripture says. You know what it says? Heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. And it rejoices at that more than 99 who don't need to repent. Let me break this down for some of you theologians over here. God is not impressed with the classroom. He's impressed with the field. I think the reason we don't reach people for Christ anymore is we think the 99 persons who don't need to repent are more important than the wandering sheep. Hillview, I am more excited. I am more than privileged. I hope to give every breath of my life for this church to be a lost sheep haven. And so if you're lost today, let the shepherd find you. Now, here's what I know. Nobody in here can save you but Jesus. I don't know anybody else can save you. Now, there's some people in here and talk to you. There's some people in here make you feel better for 2 hours. But there ain't nobody that can save you but the shepherd. You know why? He'll take those feet, boom, do a little shoulder flip up here. And then guess what he's going to do? He's going to walk you to what is best for you. Isn't that good news? No matter where you've been, he's going to walk you to what is best for you. Pretty cool, isn't it? So did y'all get hope down? All right, we've got a twofold altar call today. How many of y'all got one person you need to go share good news with? Listen, I'm on a campaign here. How many of you all already know this week you'll hear some bad news? What about the lady, I may have was out there in L.A. or somewhere, took pepper spray and blasted people so she could get a 360 Xbox? We've lost our everlasting minds, folks. I mean, she walks into Walmart on the sale day. They're not going to quit making Xboxes. You know what I mean, Sam? Oh, Sam, by the way, congratulations to you, too. Lindsey Wilson College, second year that its football team has existed as an official program, and they won 7 games this year. That's incredible, Sam. That's incredible. Incredible. I bet y'all had some people saying, well, y'all never win. You ain't old enough, and you're too young a team. And I mean, Lindsey Wilson's a Methodist school. Methodists don't hit nobody. You know, we got all these crazy things. How many of y'all need to be found today? Somebody needs to be found today. Yes. There's some people in here going to get saved today. Man, that excites me. I'm going to tell you what Christmas is going to look like this year, okay? So, Sally, we got to welcome people, yeah? Absolutely. Hope welcomes. But hope finds. How many of y'all need to find some people in your life that's wandered off from you? Parents, children have a habit of wandering off. They just do. You always be willing to be with Jesus there in the find. Makes sense? Stay with it. And here's another thing. Rejoice when it happens. I love it here that we never planned to clap at baptism. Just one Sunday, we had these two guys that got saved. We was over here in the chapel. We had these two guys that got saved. They'd never been to church. And they figured baptism was a big deal. So, Lindsay, you remember that? You was in that service. What do people usually do when they're outside of church and it's a big deal? Clap, yeah, you know. So these two guys stood up. We're like, I mean, their buddy had gotten saved, Steve. You know, their buddy, he'd been running hard. And he just came up out of water's baptism. These two brothers, Bobby, you may remember this. These two brothers jumped up. They were like, woo! Well, everybody else said, we don't know what to do either. So they just went, woo! And you know what? We've been doing it ever since. Let me tell you a funny story about that, though. Tell you a funny story. We had some folks back in the 90s and early 90s, and the only church they knew was Hillview. And they moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. So they thought Hillview was some kind of a Baptist church. So they got to Knoxville. They, you know, got moved in that week to their house and got settled into their new jobs. And so they said, well, it's a Baptist church. We might as well go to the First Baptist Church. So they proceeded to the First Baptist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they said they kind of go sit in the middle of the sanctuary there. And they looked around and they go, what are all these people doing wearing suits? Tracy, it wasn't Advent. This was in June. And lo and behold, guess what they had that morning? A baptism. Here's these two Hillview people. They'd just been found by the shepherd here at Hillview. They'd been rejoicing over baptisms all for years. And they get to First Baptist. And all of a sudden, you know, in the name of Jesus, through the power, the validity, the absolute certainty of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we now immerse you in the waters of holy baptism, knowing that you will rise to the moments of Jesus. See, I could have been a real preacher. And then Susie comes up out of water. This family like, yeah! Security is coming to the middle. But let me tell you what hope does. Hope, it welcomes you. It'll even have dinner with you. And hope, he'll go to wherever you've decided to lose yourself to find you. That's our Jesus. Oh, I'm telling the truth. That's our Jesus. And then when he finds you, he'll call up heaven and say, I got Lisa. I got Todd. I got Joe. I got Jermaine. I got Sally, I got Shaquiqua, I got everybody. Come on. I'm telling the truth, amen? I do Chinese names, but I'm not good at them. But I got them too. It don't matter. Do what? Casas Casu. There's a Californian trying to give me some Asian connection there. God's got it all, amen? Oh, God loves it all. He welcomes all of it, amen? Now, guys, today, some of you right now, you know the Lord Jesus Christ has been wanting in your life really for a long time. You felt a bump here and a call here and a draw here. See, it's the Holy Spirit that draws you to salvation. Do you understand that? And today he found you. Let him find you. Can I tell you what Christmas is going to be like? We're not closing the church for the inconvenience of your families. Because, first of all, I don't care about the convenience of your families. Oh, by the way, neither does Jesus. You ought to read his book. Let me tell you what he cares about. Your soul in heaven. He's so crazy about that. He died on the cross and has risen from the grave so that you can be found and that I can be found and a world can be saved and we can actually have some hope in this place. Is that not amazing? So you know what? Here's what I hope Christmas looks like. Since we're talking about hope, Elizabeth, this will be Christmas service. You ready? We're going to come up here and all the kids will have like Santa Claus craze going on. And all the real hyper kids, they'll go like into warp hyperness on Christmas morning. And the sanctuary will be full and the balcony will be overflowing. And this is the way we're going to do Christmas. I hope it goes just like this because I don't know about you. When you were a kid, now go be a kid. When you were a kid, what's and we got great kids in here today. What's the favorite part about Christmas? Absolutely. When I was 6 years old, I never bought into that, you know, it's better to give than receive thing. I mean, I nodded my head, but I didn't believe it. Because soon as I arrived, and Clacy, you didn't either. You still don't. But you know, that this moment of Christmas ought to be a worship experience of us opening God's presence. You know the best presents God has. Let me tell you, right here's one. No, not that. This. This. And this. Look, here's another one. Don't be embarrassed. Here, look, it's another present right here from God. You see, thanks. You okay, aren't you? All right, good, good. Look at here. Y'all be careful if you attend Hillview. It's interactive. Be pulled out. Talk to it anytime. Isn't it, though, great? You can sit anywhere and have a front row seat at any time. That's what I love about this place. God wants to open you up to his hope. Will you receive it? I hope Christmas morning is what it sounds like. I'm going to run up these steps because I'll be like a big kid at warp hyperspeed at Christmas. And I hope I can say this. Unto you today a Savior is born. And then guess what the service is going to consist of? Baptism, 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 baptism. It just keeps on going. In fact, I want to give you a challenge. I hope Jamie passes out. Baptized. I mean, just plain in the spirit. It'd be so bad we just see Jamie floating across the glass right there. We just gotta take him on up. You know, them Buckeyes can only last so long. We just float him off there. Wouldn't you love to see so many baptisms that Jamie be complaining for 3 weeks? Man, my arm's sore. My shoulder hurts. I'd love to have to go to the doctor. What's the matter with your shoulder? Man, we said unto you a Savior is born, and God opened up his packages, and 7 o'clock at night we quit baptizing. How many was it? I have no idea. All I know is my shoulder is dislocated. Wouldn't that be a cool story? Got your shoulder in a sling. How'd you do that? Baptizing. God opened up his package and poured out his hope. There is hope. There's hope that anybody in this room be saved today. Now I'm going to get real straight and real focused. I would not be your pastor if I didn't think Jesus Christ could save you. Wouldn't do it. I've seen him save too many people. Yes, I believe Jesus Christ is real because the Bible says so. I absolutely believe that. But it's more than the Bible to me. I've seen the Word become flesh too many times. When the shepherd put the sheep on his shoulder. Here's what I've discovered happens. They never walk the same when he puts them down. Isn't that pretty cool? They never walk the same when he puts them down. So today, some of you, for the first time in your life, you're just going to say, Lord Jesus, I need to repent. Here I am. I've messed up, done some wrong things. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Life. Now, why? I hear some of y'all thinking right now, the pastor don't know what I've done, man. I've done bad stuff. Watch this. We've all done bad stuff. Beth Ann, you're a pastor and a lawyer. I mean, you got two options with Beth Ann. You can go to jail or get out of hell. See what I'm saying? She's a double option pastor. Now, when people came to see you as a lawyer, hadn't they messed up? Yeah. We mess up. God saves. And he has a name. Jesus. Be found today. And now for some of y'all that have been walking with Jesus for a while, how many of y'all got one person need to hear some good news? I don't know about y'all, but there's enough bad news. Hello? I mean, we got bad news running 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Everything's a crisis. I've never been through so many crises. I'm surprised that we are still here as many crises as we've been through in the last 20 years. Everything's a crisis because we soft. I agree with President Obama. He said we're lazy. I sum it up a little, though. We soft. Church is soft. We want to do as little as possible to see the great God. But if we really understood the hope of God, we'd do as much as possible to find it. To find it. And when we do, we all throw a party. Amen? Well, I'm done today. Did y'all get this? I hope some people are going to get saved. Man. Now listen, if you've never been baptized, or you were baptized as an infant and you need to confirm that beautiful experience as an adult, we highly recommend you confirm your baptismal experience when you've made the decision to do it, right? That makes sense? I mean, here's what mom and dad were saying. We want you to meet Jesus. Well, a little bit later on in life, guess what you're saying? I did. I don't see any inconsistency in either one of those. Do you? Mom and Dad said, I hope you, I don't know about y'all, but when I was 6 months old, I wasn't conscious of what was around me. I wanted one thing, food and sleep. I'm kind of resorting back to that later on in life. See what I'm saying? But now, guess what? You know that Jesus loves you. If you need to, let's talk about it today. Our pastors, if y'all will come on up front. Thanks, guys. Love our pastors. Y'all give our pastors a hand. They work hard all the time. They work hard all the time. All the time. I just want to pray. There's going to be several folks get saved here today. Sean, what an outfit, son. Son, we win a bowl game. I can't wait to see what that'll look like. All right? All right? Are you going to welcome some folks this week? You know what this sermon calls for? Calls for some of you to get on them high-powered cell phones you got and call some people you shunned a long time ago. Say, I'm sorry for not being hope. Maybe we need to find it. Maybe we're God's hand in finding it. Some of us just need to be found today. Just be found. And you know what? God is with us. Let him be with you. Let's rejoice a little. Amen. Let's stand together. And as we pray, now listen, I want you to take the altar serious. This ain't time to move. You don't need to go eat. You've eaten enough for the last 3 days, last 4 weeks. But I tell you what, there's some people in here need to get saved. Wait, you hear it? You hear it? Keith, you hear it? I hear heaven tuning up their guitars. But what did it say? Heaven rejoices at the salvation of those that are lost. Let's pray right now. Lord, for those that need to make a first-time decision right now, you know who they are. You've already called them. As the Spirit draws them, we just ask you to come forward knowing that you've asked God. Listen, here you say, well, how in the world do I connect with Jesus? Well, he wants to connect with you. You know that. You feel that. You realize that. You're intellectually conscious of that. And Jesus begins to say, you need to repent. I say, what does that mean? You tell him, Lord Jesus, I'm sinful and I'm sorry. Lord, I'm glad you're here and I want to give my life to you. Lord, forgive me and I receive you. I'm telling you, save you right now. If you're saying that, he's saving you. Now, if you need to be baptized, you've already had that experience. Why don't you come forward here at Hillview Heights Church? We believe in baptism. You say, why do y'all believe in baptism? Well, number one reason, it's mentioned all through the Bible. We strongly believe in baptism because Jesus told you to be baptized. It's the first step of obedience that leads to a great walk of discipleship. So we take it very serious here. That's why you see it every Sunday. And so guess what? There's people coming right now that need to be saved. Listen, don't put it off anymore, okay? I love you guys, man. I can't be any straighter than this. Some of you are saying, well, this is my first time here. Yeah, Jesus brought you here to be saved. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. He loves you that much. It doesn't happen every Sunday, but it's happened here. There have been people that have pulled off this road, come into this building, and gotten saved from out of town. Because it was that time for the shepherd to find them. And so we know that's going on today. So right now, church, I got the privilege in 2011 without a whole lot of conflict of inviting you to receive Jesus Christ. So you come right now and receive him. If you need to be baptized, come and do that. If you've got that one person on your mind, I mean, God is just burning that in your mind right now, I'd come pray for them. Amen. I'd come pray for them and say, Jesus, if you can get there, of course, he will anyway. But Lord, make me aware that you're there before I got there. That'll help the situation. Amen. And let the Lord do some healing here. All right. The altar is open. The invitation for Christ is available. Baptism is available. God's working is available. Please, I wouldn't stand there right now, man. You know what? Here's what blows me away. If I was given this invitation right now in Soviet, in Russia, I'd have to be stepping out of the way of the rush that people wanted Christ. Have you gotten so used to the gospel that it won't move you anymore? Come on. Come on, church. Let him have it. Let him have his way in you.